I'd like to welcome you to the first episode of the PhysEdagogy podcast. This episode will just give you a little introduction to who we are and what we're doing as a team, working with some members of Team PhysEdagogy, and we'll get to know them in just a second. They've been some amazing people to work with, but we're starting to throw a podcast together here, and we're just going to take a little bit of time to get to know each other, share about what we're going to do in this podcast, and you guys get a chance to learn about the stuff that's happening. So first I'm going to send it over to Colin, and we'll have Colin introduce himself. Here you go, Colin.
How's it going, everyone? My name is Colin Brooks, and I'm an elementary physical education specialist from Bend, Oregon. And I've been teaching for 8 years and currently the president of Oregon Shape.
Hey everybody, my name is Jonathan Jones, and I am from Bowie, Maryland. I teach at a K-5 school in Bowie, Maryland, and I've been teaching for 8 years, and you can find me on Twitter at J_JonesP.
Hey everyone, my name is Naomi Hartle, and I am a teacher in Saskatchewan, Canada, in Star City specifically. I teach, pretty much 3 to 10 phys ed this year, some math and some career health guidance. And you can find me on Twitter at Ms. Hartle.
All right, thanks everybody. As I said before, I'm Matt Pomeroy. You can find me on Twitter at phys_Pomeroy. 7th and 8th grade, health and physical education teacher. I teach at Merton Schools, and Merton is a suburb of Milwaukee in Wisconsin. This is my 11th year of teaching health and physical education. I'm blessed to be able to, work with 210 7th and 8th graders every day and keeping them fit, active, and healthy. I'm really blessed also to be working with this team at PhysEdagogy. And, it's a team of people that have really pushed my teaching forward by always thinking about best practices and always thinking about how we can make each other better. And I don't know, maybe you have or maybe you haven't heard about PhysEdagogy, but Colin, why don't you tell them just a little bit more about it?
All right, yeah, so PhysEdagogy is a website that discusses current best practices in physical education, and it was founded by Adam Howell, and now our team consists of 6 different physical educators from around North America, including Adam, myself, Colin, Jonathan, Matt, Naomi, and Sarah GH, as most of you know her on Twitter, or GH says Rock Chalk. So, we cover a lot of different topics, from anything from teacher evaluation to discussions about technology, all sorts of different topics that would be relevant to anyone that's interested in current best practices in physical education.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things about PhysEdagogy is just the fact that, we're a team and all of us kind of blog together and we talk about what we might want to blog about and, we kind of share our ideas and, there's no pressure. There's no pressure by Adam ever to, meet a deadline or, anything like that. It's like when you've got an idea and you want to blog about it, let's blog about it. But coolest part, again, is that communication that we can have, between the other members of our team. And kind of that's how the Phys Ed Summit developed. And I think that's the really neat thing, is the special project that kind of come out of it. Jonathan, why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, the Phys Ed Summit 1.0 was back in October. And it was basically, a huge event where many different PE teachers came together for a great, free online professional development opportunity. And we had different sessions going on that focused on physical literacy, a standards-based grading, and a couple other PE topics that are relevant for this time. And we also had, three different roundtables. We had four different roundtables where we had a group of teachers all discussing a best practices in PE, and you know that was a huge success. We got a lot of positive feedback on that event, and we're excited to turn it to Phys Ed Summit 2.0 coming up in mid-February, like February 21st. And so the theme surrounding that will be all about assessment. So all of our sessions and roundtables will be geared toward assessments. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, and the really neat thing about the Phys Ed Summit is that it's basically a bunch of phys ed teachers that are trying to provide free PD for the phys ed teachers. And there's just a neat idea that William Bodie had come up with during a Voxer chat. And then Matt and I, you and I kind of started talking about it a little bit more, and then we got the phys edagogy team on board with it. And it was just a neat idea to provide some free professional development for teachers. And basically they can sit in their pajamas in the morning and check out some great professional development from teachers all over the world. And yeah, it was just a really neat idea, and we just want to provide an opportunity for everybody to, well, and the thing is that it's hard in some divisions or districts to travel to find PD, and this just gives them an opportunity to check out the professional development for free.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy just watching it all come together, and it was just so neat, you know, just going through all our chats on Voxer, and every now and then having Google Hangouts, and you know, the collaboration between the team was unbelievable, and quite the experience to see it all together and put it all together. Any thoughts, Colin?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the most, if not the most fun project I've ever worked on, collaborating with the Phys Ed Summit team. It's extremely rewarding to work with everybody, and I grew a lot, and it was just a phenomenal thing, and I'm really excited for Phys Ed Summit 2.0 and just see where we go as far as the Phys Ed Summit, and just the fact that I really love the fact that we're being able to provide individuals that have a desire to get better with that opportunity for free, you know, just from them simply accessing the Phys Edagogy website, or you know, the Phys Edagogy YouTube page, just however they can, you know, just being able to access that for free. So it's pretty awesome. Glad to be part of it.
I was gonna say a really neat thing too is that it's interactive. So it's, you know, it's kind of just like sitting in a room with a bunch of people and having a conversation, somebody's presenting, but you can, you know, talk with everybody else through the back channel, which is really a neat thing. And then that's kind of where, I mean, you're learning lots from the people that are presenting, but that back channel is kind of where you're making those connections with other educators across the globe, which is really cool.
Yeah, it was quite the experience. So definitely looking forward to the Summit 2.0. So, well, in between Phys Ed Summit 1.0 and kind of some of the planning with Phys Ed Summit 2.0, it was kind of just sitting around on Thanksgiving, and something that I've wanted to do for a really long time was find like a newscast kind of deal where I could really showcase what teachers are doing, because there's so many lessons that are shown on Twitter and shared and that are out there, and I've always wanted to kind of interview people and talk with people and showcase what they're doing, just because I've learned so much from so many of them. So one of our latest ideas, it was a podcast, and just kind of, you know, messing around and heard a few other people talking about podcasts and kind of listening to the PE podcast, you know, with Joey and Nathan, and thought, man, this would just be so much fun, like the connection that they have with everybody. You know, I just kind of wanted to do something like that with our team, to just continue to showcase teachers too. And so I was just kind of messing around with GarageBand and you know, just trying stuff out, and kind of found a really neat way how if we have Google Hangouts and we chat with a couple different teachers, nice and easy to just kind of pull those audio files out and just put them together in GarageBand. And the coolest part about GarageBand is the fact that you can add links and other stuff like that. So when you're showcasing people, you can have one-click access right on your phone or whatever device you're using to take them to the webpage blog or whatever it is that they're sharing and talking about. And you can keep hearing the podcast and yet see that information. So anyways, I've always wanted to do something like this, and I've never had the time. So I just kind of threw it out there to this team, and like, hey guys, it sounds kind of crazy, but you know, just want to throw together like this 30 to 40 minute podcast, you know, but I need your help. And I mean, it was right away, man, people were on board. Like, let's do it. So I don't know, that's kind of the idea, and that's where this all started. And you know, we're kind of getting ready to put out the first official one. But you guys just want to talk just a little bit about the podcast and like what your thoughts were as it came out?
Yeah, no, Matt. When you first came up with this idea, I immediately was like, wow. Like that's exactly what, you know, I have kind of been looking for, because, you know, there's so many great and positive things, you know, in our feedback community. And, you know, it's great to read about them on Twitter and, you know, Facebook and on people's websites, but you know, actually bringing it to everyone in an audio medium, I think, was just like a fantastic idea. And it's you know, really, really, really convenient, you know, to have it available to listen to, you know. And so I could be, you know, doing work or, you know, on the treadmill, working out, and I could still listen to it. And, you know, there's, I mean, really, with something like this, I think there are endless possibilities. So you know, I know I was excited, you know, as soon as I heard about it, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
I think the great thing about the, you know, this podcast is that we're not just talking about the great ideas that people are doing. We're actually showcasing, and they get to talk about their idea and their project or whatever it is that they've been working on. So you can hear it straight from the person and what they're doing, which I think is really kind of neat to showcase them and have them be a part of that. And yeah, I think it was just a fantastic idea that we're like, yeah, we totally have to do this. And just kind of, I think the way that we're going to do it is going to be really just kind of a neat little spin to it.
Yeah, Matt, it's just a great, wonderful idea, and I'm definitely pumped to be a part of it. And there's so much information out there, and it's just great to find a different way for people to access that information about trying to find new ideas about what best practices are. And you know, this podcast that will do a great job of that, and it'll also, like, as Naomi and Jonathan, we were talking about, just, you know, showcasing teachers. Giving teachers the opportunity to have a voice and share what they're doing. And there's so many amazing teachers that are doing great work within their particular schools, and just giving them an opportunity to share what they're doing will be, you know, beneficial to all of us, and just give them a chance to talk and share those cool ideas.
Mm-hmm. And I think the neat thing too is that it's a great way to support them in what they're doing. Right? It's always nice when somebody, you know, highlights something that you're doing or says, hey, great job, but be able to put it on a podcast for everybody to hear and everybody to be able to support them or say, hey, I think that's a fantastic idea. I'd love to do that in my school. Or how can I help you with this project that you're doing, because I think it's a great idea and I want to support you. So just trying to get those ideas out there and spread the word, because I think what everybody's doing through the phys ed community is absolutely amazing and more people need to hear about it.
Yeah, it's really a great way to connect, you know, and to network also. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the thing that intrigued me the most too was, you know, 140 characters are amazing to continue to share and showcase what you're doing. But so many times it's, man, that was awesome. What did you do? And, you know, how did you do that? And you can never really get enough information out there, you know, on Twitter. So I think that's the coolest part, is the fact that you'll get to kind of see the lesson, you know, that was kind of shared through Twitter or whatever, and yet you'll still get to hear that teacher talk about it, so you really know and understand how you could maybe take that idea and implement it in your classroom, and then you could share maybe some of the variations that you use too. But yeah, I love that, just the fact that you're going to be able to hear them and just understand more that went into it than just, you know, the picture, the Instagram video, or the Google Doc that they shared. So I'm really excited to just learn from other teachers that way too. So we're out there. We're recruiting as of right now. Kind of got a few interviews done already for December. Anyone want to give a sneak little hint into maybe what you're going to be talking about or who you've talked to?
Yeah, I mean, I could start. I talked to two guys that I have a lot of conversations with on Voxer and through Twitter, and Kevin Tiller does it. He's an excellent elementary physical educator, and also Mike Graham, who's also a really awesome elementary physical educator. So they have some really, they're doing both really innovative things, and they're both really passionate about what they do. So it was really exciting to talk to them, and yeah, look forward to sharing that podcast with everyone.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to talk with Chris Fenlon-McDonald from Alberta, Canada. And just a really neat project that he's doing with this school. And I was very, very excited about it when I first got to see it on Twitter. And I wanted to know more about it. So I was really excited that we're doing this podcast. So it gave me the chance to have that quick little interview with him and get him to explain what he's doing. So stay tuned for that because it's a fantastic project.
And I am talking to Joe McCarthy. He is a phenomenal PE teacher, and he is going to talk to me about his Century Club and his running club and how he secured a donation from the good folks at Quaker for his clubs. So that will be coming to you soon.
Yeah, there's some awesome stuff going on out there, and I had a chance to talk to Justin Schleider, and you know, he's just another passionate PE teacher on the East Coast, and can't wait to showcase kind of what's going on with him. But I'm pumped about it. You know, I'm pumped for the next stage of both phys edagogy and where this podcast is going to take us, and it's just going to be an amazing project. But I couldn't have done it without you guys, and I appreciate you taking your time from your families, from your lesson planning, you know, from all the other amazing things you do to stop, you know, in a month and interview a couple people and talk to them and get a chance to showcase them and show off the amazing things that they're doing, because they need that and they deserve that. So thank you all, and definitely appreciate it. And I don't know, I'm just excited to continue to push this forward. So your closing thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited as well, Matt. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm glad to be a part of the podcast, and I'm really excited to hear all the awesome things that people are doing within their schools. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to it, and I just stay tuned for some stories on some great things that PE teachers from around the world are doing.
As everyone else said, I'm also very excited about it, and just pumped to be a part of this project and to be able to support teachers across the globe as much as we can, and you know, help them get their ideas out there and what they're doing out there, because there are teachers that are doing fantastic things that you may not see because you can't see it or you miss it on the Twitter feed. So just to be able to highlight that and show that, the phys ed community needs it, and I think it's just a really neat thing. So thank you, Matt, for having this fantastic idea and for allowing me to be a part of it. I'm super pumped.
Well, yeah, we're definitely excited to have you all on board. And again, yeah, just thank you very much for from the phys ed community and for all the students that are going to hopefully gain a ton from this. So it is much appreciated. It is time to say goodbye to the first episode of the Phys Edagogy podcast. And we've got the Phys Ed Spotlight coming up, so check for sure by the end of December. It'll be out there, and then we're hoping to have it out there at least once a month, and we'll see if we can get it out there twice a month. But I think the goal is once a month, and you know, you'll get 5 to 6 different stories, about 5-minute stories, and you'll get some great ideas to implement in your classroom. So thanks for joining us today, and signing off, the Phys Edagogy team. Thanks, everybody.
Night.
Yeah.
Thank you.